and I welcome you. I am Kathy Schmitz. I serve as the minister here at First Unitarian Church of Orlando. It's wonderful to be together for this service of music and readings and candles. I hope that each of you picked up a candle and an order of service as you came in. If you did not, you will find candles by the door through which you entered. If you are able, after the service, to join us for light refreshment, coffee, cider, and cookies across the way, please do join us. And if you are our guest this evening, a special welcome to you. We invite you to join us again for a Sunday service. They are held each Sunday morning at 10:45. Again, welcome, and thank you for your presence here this evening. The custom in Unitarian Universalist congregations to begin our time together with the lighting of a chalice, a symbol of our faith. The words for our chalice lighting this evening come from Unitarian educator Sophia Lyon Foss. For so the children come, and so they have been coming. Always in the same way they come, born of seed of man and woman. No angels herald their beginning. No prophets predict their future courses. No wise men see a star to show where to find the babe who will save humankind. Yet each night a child is born is a holy night. Fathers, mothers, sitting beside their children's cribs, feel glory in the sight of a new life beginning. They ask, where and how will this new life end, or will it ever end? Each night a child is born is a holy night, a time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worshiping. Our opening carol is number 253, O Come All Ye Faithful. We'll sing all three of the English verses. Please rise as you are willing and able and join in singing 253. Don't put those hymnals away just yet. I invite you to turn to number 621 in the back of the hymnal for our responsive reading. 621, Why Not a Star? I will note that the reading continues on to the next page. I've done this before. I invite you to share this by responding with the words in italics. They told me that when Jesus was born, a star appeared in the heavens above the place where the young child lay. It was a wonderful miracle, part of a long ago story, foretelling an uncommon life. When I was older and believed in science and reason, I believed the story of the star explained. The star explained became the star understood for Jesus, for Buddha, for Zarathustra. Who knows what it may foretell?
Oh,
reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you will come a leader that will shepherd my people Israel.'" Our next carol is the First Noel. It's number 237. We'll sing all three verses. I invite you to rise in body or in spirit. 237. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, asked of them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and find out all about the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, and returned to their own country by a different way.
Thank you.
invite you now into a time of meditation and reflection. Breathe. Breathe slowly, deeply. Let the air of this Christmas Eve fill your lungs. Let the warmth of this gathered people fill your heart. Breathe. Breathe slowly, deeply. Exhale the rush and worry of the season. Breathe in the joy, the wonder, the love that surrounds you always. Breathe. Breathe slowly and deeply. Nourish all the gifts that you have inside. Let your chest expand to make room for all the wonder that is you. Breathe. Breathe slowly, deeply. Let go of old hurts and broken promises. Make room inside for the gift of life. Breathe. Breathe slowly, deeply. Let the air of this Christmas Eve fill your lungs. Let the warmth of these gathered people fill your heart. Breathe. Breathe slowly. Breathe deeply. Our next carol was written by a Unitarian minister, Edmund Sears. The carol It Came Upon a Midnight Clear first appeared in a Unitarian church in Massachusetts on Christmas Eve in 1849. It calls us not simply to worship Jesus, but to make real his teachings of peace on earth, goodwill toward all. Please remain seated. We will sing all four verses of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, number 244. 244.
Thank you.
The reading tells us that 2,000 years ago, King Herod was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, troubled by what they did not understand and did not control. Elsewhere, we hear that the shepherds were frightened by something they did not understand, and then they were comforted by angels. The angels assured them that they brought good tidings of great joy, and they told them of the birth of a baby. 2,000 years later, the world is not so different, and yet, in some ways, it is very different. In some ways, it is much the same. People are still troubled by what they do not control, frightened by what they do not understand, and they long to be comforted. They long for peace. The world can be a frightening place, and yet all around us are signs of wonder, of possibility, of beauty, of what is and what yet might be. We wish for peace, and yet all around us, between the headlines, behind the troubles, there is good news. We wish for peace, and yet within us is the possibility of peace. Within each child that is born, on each holy night, there is a world of possibilities. Peace begins, but does not stop, with a wish, a deep wish, a dream, a longing for the world as it could be. Peace begins with us and with our wish for the children of the future. Let us not be frightened. Let us not act out of fear, but rather let us be comforted, and let us act out of love.
He can. I
The star that shone in the sky on the first Christmas shines still as a reminder that although the wish has been heard, the possibility is present. It is still up to us to make it real. One of the ways to make anything real is to give it voice. The message of peace on earth is given voice at Christmas. The prophets foretold it, the angels sang it, the story has been told and retold. Even in our day, especially in our day, peace needs a voice. We need to do more than wish for it. We need to sing of it, we need to speak of it, we need to make it real with our time, with our words. Peace begins in our hearts, but that is not where it stays. In this season and at all times, let the passion of your heart sing forth. We are reminded of the gift of free religious community. At this time, your offerings to support the ministry of this congregation, both inside these walls and to the world beyond, will be gratefully received.
Thank you.
We are told that three wise men from the east saw the star and traveled a great distance and searched a long time to find the child that it announced, the child they believed would bring peace on earth. They did not merely wish upon a star, they set the course of their lives by it. Years they traveled, and they brought with them gifts, for peace, they knew, took effort. They knew that the promise of peace required something of them, and they undertook their journey. And so it is today. The promise of peace in our hearts today is real, but it requires something of us. Are we willing to undertake that journey? The promise of peace in the world someday is real, but it too requires something of us. Is it a journey that humankind is willing to make? We are all on a journey, and we all have gifts to bring. We choose the stars by which we set the course of our lives, and we choose the gifts we share, and when, and how, and where. We can choose. May we choose well. May our own lives, each one, be lived this night and every night so that they bring more peace into our hearts, our relationships, and our world. Let our wish for peace become real in the living of our lives. Please join me in a moment of silence.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing all the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Howard Thurman wrote these words: "When the song of the angel is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among sisters and brothers, to make music in the heart." As we prepare for our closing music, I'm going to ask our ushers to open the doors to the sanctuary as a symbol of the fact that Christmas doesn't stay in here with us. We are required to take it out into the world with us. In a moment, Michelle will sing for us. Then there'll be a pause in her singing for our closing words. And then I'll invite you to join in singing Silent Night. Some instructions. The words are printed on the insert in your order of service. After we sing the first verse, we'll begin passing the light from candle to candle. Now, here's the part I want you to pay attention to. We don't tip lit candles. Lit candles are offered to unlit candles from which they can light. Okay? Can we remember that for the next 5 minutes? That's a beautiful thing. Also, please be mindful of any children around you, even those that you did not come with you. Once all the candles are lit and we've sung the song all the way through, we'll return to the first verse, and I'll invite people to begin moving out into the courtyard. The choir will be last out. May switch to humming at some point if that makes sense. If you are able to stay and join us for refreshments when you are ready, please extinguish your candle and you'll find a basket in which to place it before you enter Gore Hall. If you must go on your way, please go with our wish that peace and love and joy will follow you throughout this holiday season. please stand as you are willing and able. And now, into the stillness of the night, take this light, a symbol of peace. Take it with you as a wish that you carry in your heart. When the time is right, give it voice in word and song. Into the stillness of the night, take this flame, a symbol of the peace yet to be. Take it with you as a promise you carry always, a promise that together we can take the steps, give the gifts, do the work to create the peace we desire, the peace the world needs.